I love reading the book of Genesis. I never tire of reading about how God started everything. Every time I read Genesis, I learn something new. I see something new. It dawned on me recently the thought that every time God made something on the first 5 days of creation, he ended the day by looking at it and saying, that was good. But when he created Adam, he had a different thought. He looked at him alone and said, that's not good that he should be alone. For the first time, God said that something he himself had created was not good. And he didn't stop until he had made it very good by creating Eve for Adam. And I thought to myself, that's so interesting, because when God, who is perfect and everything he does is amazing, made something, Adam, and said, this is not good, the fact that he was alone, that was before sin cursed the world. God looked at something in the perfection of Eden and said, that isn't good. And he fixed it and made it very good. But it wasn't after the fall of man. It wasn't after sin. And that thought really has arrested me recently. You know, in our lives, in every way, of course, we want to live the way that God teaches us to live in his word, to be like him, more like Jesus. But when he does not stop until he says it is very good, we should feel the same in about every area of our lives. And if we're only judging our standard on whether or not our life is very good by, is that sinful? That's not the way God judges. There was no sin when he said something was not good. He just knew that there was a much better way for Adam to live than by living alone. And he made that happen. The people that are most successful in their lives for the Lord, for eternity, do not live by the standard of, well, what's wrong with that? Show me where that's wrong in the Bible. That's just a very basic thing to stay away from sin. But that doesn't mean that we are living at our full potential. That does not mean that our life is very good, or part of our life, or something about our life. And the Lord doesn't want us to stop there and say, well, it's not sinful, so it's fine for me. That's not the way we reach our potential for the Lord. That's for myself, just an example. I had to learn through my 20s which colors looked best on me and which ones didn't look good on me. And it's a trial and error thing, and you learn this. But I love the colors yellow and forest green, great and orange, burnt orange, great fall colors. Unfortunately, I cannot wear blouses or dresses those three colors because I would look like death warmed over. Those colors are not good for me. Some people wear those colors and they look great, but I don't. So I have learned to buy things in shades of blue, red, pink, and browns. Those are the best colors for me. Does that mean yellow is sinful? No, of course not. And that is the example of how we should be in every area of our life. For me, if I drink milk or eat a lot of sugar, I do not feel well. Those things are not good for me. That's not across the board. So to judge ourselves by other people's standards for themselves would be silly, because God made everything and said, this is good. But for Adam, something was different. It was not good for him. And that is how we are going to reach our full potential. We don't judge it by if it's sinful. That's the very basic way to get it out of our lives. Then we can still have things that aren't good for us. We have to strive to reach our full potential and not stop in any area of our life until our life is very good. And that is different on an individual basis. That thought really has helped me this week to think through different areas of my life, and I hope it's helpful to you too. Let's walk in love, loving God by loving others. Have a great week, friends.